you put it in a pot and it perks, or else you put it in the pot and it drips.
That's what I was looking for.
Or you brew it, whichever.
Right. But you would never say you cook it.
No, okay. You don't cook coffee.
Okay.
You make coffee.
What do you drink when you're thirsty?
Water.
And what would you drink it out of at the table?
A glass.
And you might say the glass fell off the sink and...
broke.
You might say, well, I didn't.
Break it.
But someone else has...
broken it.
If I ask you how much did you drink, you'd say, I...
drank a glass full.
And then you might ask me, well, how much have you...
drank.
Okay. When dinner is on the table and you've got family standing around waiting to begin, what would you say to them?
Please be seated.
Okay. And if you had company, same thing?
Yes.
Not that that would ever come up, but...
Oh, yeah, or, you know, I mean, it just depends on the occasion, the situation, really, what you'd say.
Oh, that's what I'm trying to find out.
Well, I mean, if you were standing around a table and it was maybe the main meal and you were going to say grace, you might say grace before you were to be seated.
Oh, would you?
Yeah, okay. Some people do, and some people sit, and then they return thanks or say grace.
Okay. If you're... sitting, passing food around, and you don't want somebody to wait, you know, he's got the potatoes.
Right, would you say, please help yourself?
Okay. If you decide not to eat something, you would say, I don't...
care for it.
All right. If food has been cooked and served a second time, you say it's been...
leftovers.
All right, but this implies that it has been cooked.
Yeah.
Again, or warmed up again.
Well, ask me the question again, then.
Right, it's like leftover. If food has been cooked and served a second time, been. Leftover's fine. I was just thinking maybe warmed over or something. Would you say warmed over?
Well, yeah, I might. I might say this warmed over.
Mm-hmm. All right. You put food in your mouth and then you begin to
eat.
Chew. What do you call peas, beets, and the whole bunch?
Vegetables.
And where are they grown?
In the ground.
In what?
In the garden.
What's that particularly southern food that's often served with bacon and eggs? It's white, made out of ground up corn.
Grits.
Uh-huh. You don't like grits?
No.
Ooh!
Can't stand grits.
Do you know the other type of grits that has a whole kernel of corn?
Hominy.
Okay. You don't like grits?
No, but I love hominy.
Oh, do you? Really? Yeah, that's interesting. Okay.
Grits. Yes, absolutely no taste whatsoever.
Well, that's true.
As
yeah,
far
that's
as I'm concerned.
Boring, unless you put a lot of salt and pepper on it or something.
Butter? All that fattening stuff.
Yeah, they're not.
Well, they're fattening enough.
Yeah.
You know, it is, but I just don't care for it.
Okay. What is the kind of starchy vegetable that's the staple food of Chinese and Japanese people?
Rice.
Okay. Do you know some names for non-tax-paid alcoholic beverages that hillbillies make?
Yeah. Homebrew. Is that one out?
Uh-huh, that's what I'm talking about. Heard anything else?
Moonshine whiskey. Yeah.
And white lighting?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Have you heard
that? Never had any, but I've heard it.
I don't think I want to try.
I don't think so either.
It's got lead in it. How about bust head? Ever heard
never
that?
Never have I heard bust head.
How about splow?
No.
What do you call the sweet sticky liquid that you put on flapjacks?
Syrup.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, this is an imitation maple syrup, it's...
real.
Or another word for real? Starts with
genuine?
Mm-hmm.
Genuine maple syrup. I always serve imitation syrup. So about the genuine.
What do you call the sweet spread that you put on toast?
Butter.
Well, it's made out of boiling.